Our next guest in studio talking with us about the platform that they've released. In fact, Alex Whalen is described here as the operations manager at the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies. This is your graduate of the Schulich School of Law at Dalhousie and UPEI Business School. We know everything we need to know about you, almost everything we need to know about you. Did you watch the debate last night?
I did.
And your thoughts?
Interesting.
Interesting? You know, that's a maritime way of saying you're not sure.
Well, it's a tight race for sure, and there's a lot of really important issues, challenges for Nova Scotians to talk about, and I guess that's why we're here today.
The platforms of the politicians, the parties themselves, laid out the planks, told us what they're running for, what they're intending to do, how they want to either raise the money, spend their money, Ames releasing a platform. I've not heard of this before. This is the first time?
Yeah, it is a first for Ames, and I think it's a little bit unique in the think tank industry, you might say. Our motivation is to bring good ideas about public policy into the election. So we released a platform. It's not a political document. It's a document that outlines a series of positions, some of which are new to Ames, some of which we've taken in the past. And just to talk a little bit about the methodology, we surveyed 36 Nova Scotians, leading minds in public policy, former members of parliament, other politicians, members of the Order of Canada, and we said, give us your best ideas to take the province forward. Give us your best ideas about how we can improve public policy. So we took those surveys in, and myself, along with my co-author Jackson Dohart, wrote this platform, is what we're calling it, but it's a series of policies that we think can help Nova Scotia move forward.
There's cynicism, and then there's more cynicism. The politics and the real desire to engage the electorate. You asked a number of people different questions, and I see the platform identifying three main challenges, and right at the top, a sense of disenfranchisement and a lack of accountability. So was that universal? Was that the number one thing that you heard, or does it just happen to be the first bullet point on this news release I have in front of me?
It's definitely prevalent. I think probably the number one thing we heard was state about the concern about the state of the province's finances, but there's certainly a lot of concern about accountability and transparency and things like that. So our thought was that injecting more good ideas into the conversation would help that.
When you inject an idea, though, it's simply that. It's a discussion point. So how do you flesh that out to make it into policy, into government action? And this conversation we're hearing, let's have a government that helps generate jobs. Well, that doesn't really happen. Unless you hire them to work for government.
We certainly would challenge that notion. I mean, we need the private sector to lead, and that's a theme throughout the document, is creating an environment where government can do what government is good at and the private sector can do what the private sector is good at. And we think that, you know, jobs are created by the private sector when government puts the right structures in place to allow it to lead.
This is about what you and Ames would like to see moving forward. The parties, as we just said, released their platform. Did you look at that? Did that have anything to do with what you wrote here? This is a nonpartisan document?
Absolutely a nonpartisan document. We're a nonpartisan institute. We're generally familiar with what the parties are proposing, but we're trying to lead and lead based on good, sound public policy positions, where the parties, I think, obviously, and for good reason, develop their platforms along political machinations. So we're trying to bring forward the best ideas. Obviously, we're not a party, so we're not trying to gather votes. We're trying to inject good ideas into the conversation.
And how do you get this in front of, well, not just the people who are going to mark an X on a ballot, but the politicians themselves?
Well, we've sent it around, and we consulted with a number of politicians in the development of this. So coming here today to speak to you, it's available on our website. I'd encourage all your listeners to check it out, ames.ca/platform. There are a number of proposals. I think it's very interesting reading for anybody that's concerned about the future of the province.
Among the proposals, you write here tolls and toll highways and eliminating school boards. And some of these have been discussed, some of them have not. And I would suggest to you that if we were in the midst of this election campaign, say, no, we want to get rid of school boards, we don't have a lot of time to really think this through. You either agree or you don't agree, but what are the implications? What are the ramifications? What do you replace it with? And if you end up changing for change's sake, what do you end up with?
Right. Well, this document really is about more than the 10 or so days remaining in the election campaign. We're trying to insert ideas that the new government can think about and implement over time. Specifically on the school boards, that's not something you do with a snap of a finger. You'd want to be considered and deliberate in doing so.
But I'll argue you want to know that if that's what a politician in a party subscribes to, you want that going in. The example I give is the community health boards or the provincial district health authority. That was we're going to amalgamate it, but we're also going to give a doctor to every person in this province. Then we end up with, we can't do the doctor in every province, but we still have that. No one was really asking for it, but it was a platform idea that the Liberals brought to the table.
Right. Certainly, I think for the parties themselves, political considerations can give way to changing policy. The role of us as a think tank, I think, up till the election and beyond, is to take a neutral, independent view that's based on research and based on empirical evidence and present it into that equation.
Ames Operations Manager Alex Whalen in studio. He and Jackson Doart were responsible for the Ames platform for Nova Scotia. Was this something you guys brought to Marco? Did you say, we want to do this? This is something we've been thinking about.
It was an idea that we had internally. I think it's a bit of an amalgamation of everybody's ideas, I think, which is what happens in every workplace. But we're interested in better public policy, and what better time to talk about that than in an election campaign?
Well, right? Although some would say that's not the time you want to discuss policies during the campaign. This is about personality. This is about idea. This is about vision. And sometimes vision is the acting on initiatives or goals, trying to get to a goal. So, you know, we're opening up the conversation. I get that. So that said, it's only been out for a day. What kind of reaction are you getting?
It's been good. We've had quite a bit of take up, and we're in the rollout part now. There are a few things in the platform that I think are interesting to people. We talk a lot about immigration, talk a lot about other institutions, healthcare, education, and of course the biggest theme throughout really is our public finance problem.
Public finance problem. You say stimulating the economy, but getting spending under control.
Yeah. So the only stimulating the economy element, I would say, in the platform is the road tolls. Most of the other recommendations come around freezing spending and managing the public sector wage bill, lowering taxes to create more growth for all Nova Scotians.
Well, it sounds like a good place to start a discussion. It'll be interesting to see whether this is going to take wings, grow wings, or take flight as we get a little bit closer to this event. Is this something you are hoping to do every election?
We'll see how this one turns out, hopefully, for sure.
Or even if there's not an election?
Yeah, maybe? Yeah. Well, I mean, we're here year in and year out trying to propose good ideas, so the election is one part of it, but Ames has been around for 20-plus years talking about public policy, so we'll be here.
The Atlantic Institute for Market Studies, and who is Ames?
Well, we're a collection of researchers and public policy-minded individuals. We are independent of government. We do work, as you'll see in the platform, actually, the platform has been developed along our lines of research. So we talk about public finance, healthcare, immigration, education and training, and just trying to bring forward good ideas.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for describing or explaining us to us what this is about. And we'll invite people to go to the Ames website, as you say, ames.ca/platform, if you want to read all about it.
Yes, we'd encourage everybody to check it out. And thanks for having me.
All right. Alex Whalen in our studio this afternoon, operations manager at the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies.